Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, ZZ Top bringing this back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gene Siciliano is our guest, our good friend, almost 12-year member of our brain trusts. He is the CFO for Rent. He's the author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager, second edition, just out now, right, Gene?
Just a few months ago, Jim.
Yeah, so check that out. And we're talking about getting your business ready to sell. We asked in the previous segment, we talked about questions to ask yourself. Is your business ready? What will it take to get there? What's the first thing that we need to do now that we've admitted to ourselves that we want to sell the business over the next 2, 3, 5 years, or maybe even sooner, and we admit and we're honest with ourselves and we admit that it's not ready. And it isn't. I promise you, folks, your business is not ready. Don't tune me out. Believe it. Your business is not ready. And you still got stuff to do. And Gene's going to help us with that. What's the first step we need to take, Gene?
Well, the first step you got to do is really, as you said, acknowledge to yourself, I want to get out in the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And by the way, if you say, I want to sell my business next year, you're already too late.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You've already cost yourself a lot of money.
Yeah.
So first, make that decision. Secondly, acknowledge that it's not ready, and then say, okay, what do I do to fix it? What are the things I have to do, and how do I go about doing it? And that's the old process, plan, evaluate, execute, repeat, you know, the peer process.
Right.
It's just like running and building a business, except you now have different goals. You're now not building a business that is going to be feeding you 10 or 15 years out. You're saying, I'm building a business that's going to have the highest possible enterprise value in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years.
Right.
And what I tell clients is, if your business is really in good shape, then a 2-year window is probably right to start working on it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not in good shape, I mean, if you really have drained it, and then you better look out 3, 4, 5 years, because that's how long it's going to take to put the things in place.
Yeah, and that could be new employees, that could be new suppliers, it could be new technology, it could be working your way out of contracts that a new buyer won't want to keep. There are lots of things, right?
It could be just changing your investment thinking. If you're a manufacturing company and you plan on buying equipment that will be good for the next 10 or 15 years, which will make your business more profitable down the road, you may say, all right, that doesn't work for me. I'm not going to buy that equipment because that cash can be better utilized in some other way.
Yeah, and you can't presume that the new buyer will want that, will place a value on that. But at the same time, you can't get behind the eight ball on innovation either.
Boy, that's a great example.
Right?
And I actually have an example of that, an actual client situation that I worked on last year. The company spent $3 million in 3 years, and this is a $30 million business, not a huge company, transforming their software system, and ultimately, when they were 90% there, they sold the business, and the buyer said, I don't want that.
Wow.
All of that money was sunk, thrown away, and lost.
Right.
Because they didn't have the right thing, didn't think soon enough ahead to make those kind of decisions.
Yeah,
it's scary.
You got to be careful, and if you're working 2 or 3 years out, you got to be thinking what will be most likely to be relevant to a buyer in those days. Not a buyer 5 years ago, when you saw somebody else sell their business, but a buyer 3 years from now when you're going to sell your business.
And if your business is touched in any material way by technology, that is true in spades.
Yes.
Because technology is evolving so rapidly, it is touching every business in every imaginable way. And people, you know, particularly a business owner who spent 20, 30 years or 40 years building his business, his thinking is perhaps decades old, and he's just not aware of the impact that technology and changes are having today.
Well, so isn't a couple of specific things that we need to do is sit down with our with our business model and see where the baggage is. You know, to me, I would sit down and say, okay, I'm making this happen. I'm getting this business from this part of my model. Because I know how to do it. I've been working on it all these years. I know where these legacy customers are, but a prospective buyer may not be interested in that. And I mean, don't I need to pay attention to that? Because even if I keep doing it, I can't expect to profit from that in the sale.
Sure, that's really true.
Old stuff, the baggage.
But you know what you're really getting to is, how do I ask myself the honest questions and get the honest answers, mm-hmm. and get led to the honest action I should take? And you probably can't do that by yourself.
That's right.
I really advocate get some help. Reach outside and get some get
somebody who will ask you the hard questions and make you answer honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're going to need to pay them to do that, folks. You're going to want to pay somebody to do that. You're not going to want to get somebody who will do it for free. You're going to want to pay somebody.
And if you get the right people and put the right team together, that pay will come back to you many times.
Because they'll tell you, okay, you've got ten sources of revenue here, 10 channels, 10 product lines or whatever, and you know these two on the right and these three on the left, they're not going to make it to the finish line, or something like that, right? They're going to do that, aren't they?
Good example. They'll help you make the kind of. I mean, ultimately, what you're selling is your financial statement. You're selling your balance sheet and your income statement, and it's the potential for those things to grow. That's the enterprise value.
Well said. And when we come back, I want to move over to the financials, because this is where Gene really shines, so we'll get him to do that. Gene Siciliano, Finance for the Non-Financial Manager, second edition, out just now. Check it out wherever books are sold. Tin Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.